human health has undergone drastic changes in recent years, mostly attributed to the type of food we consume every day. Luckily, there seems to be some level of monitoring on the part of the government to ensure that food being imported into the country is safe for human consumption. But how much of the close watch are we having from civil society to complement government efforts? Now, the Food Safety Association is a South Sudanese based association that implements awareness raising programs on food safety and quality for all. Now, to hear more about this, we are joined in the studio by Dr. Quarwell and Robert Matthew, chairperson of the Food Safety Association of South Sudan. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Thank you for having us.
Right. So how big of a problem is food safety in South Sudan? I'll start with you, Robert.
Yeah. Yes, Food Safety Association, of course, it was formed and launched, and now we are beginning now celebrating the World Food Safety Week. And today is the beginning of the Food Safety Week in South Sudan. We are covering the major markets, public awareness and food safety. Mm. And there are levels of activities that, you know, will be included all in this food safety. The four steps of food safety. And then you will be hearing from our team today in the market. We are starting now from 8:30. Now, currently, they are now in Konyokonyo. Mm. So focusing on the vegetables and fruits were in the market. Mm. So interaction with the beneficiaries in the market will take 2 hours. They will be in Konyokonyo before moving to Gumbo, Sherikat, and to the other parts of the big market in Juba.
Right. So what exactly will they be doing? Will they be checking quality, or what will they be doing?
Actually, we will be focusing much on the awareness and explaining on the quality. We will be asking them now why, you know, our food are not being exported, fruits and vegetables, why? Simply because the quality matters, how the way we handle our food, the good hygiene practices. We have to ensure that, you know, the good agriculture practice, handling, beginning first from the production. Yeah. So the good agriculture practice, we have to ensure that, you know, our small food vendors in the market, they are able to understand how they handle the food, the good agriculture practice.
To meet the standard, yeah?
To meet the standard, the good hygiene practice. We want you to see that. Mm. So this is what the basic awareness that we'll be offering them today. Mm-hmm. And also packaging, if they have to sell it, you know, how they pack this food and how they, you know, the disposition of the food in the market. Mm. This is the most important, hygiene, the personal hygiene.
Right.
Before, you know, even to the food itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Robert. Now let's go to Dr. Quarwell. Doctor, how would you describe the situation of South Sudan in terms of food safety? Are we consuming safe food?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Arin, for the question. Number one is to, first of all, for people to know what is food safety. Mm. And when we talk of food safety is an assurance that the food is safe for human consumption when it is prepared and intended to do so. Mm. So what it means, it means that the food that you're going to eat is not going to harm you. And it means that it has to be pre or it have a low level of chemical contaminant, biological contaminant, or physical contaminant. When food is free from those contaminants, which we refer to hazards, then that's what we term as safe food, which is quite different also from food quality. Mm. And of course, food quality is also, they have become part of the food safety. And when you talk food safety, is part of food quality because the food is free from all these contaminants, it is of a quality food.
Yeah.
How safe are we from food safety? South Sudan is like all the other nations in the world. It's particular in like other African countries. And food safety is not just a matter of a problem in South Sudan alone. Mm. It is a problem in the whole of Africa that majority of people were not putting much on food security, the availability of food. But most of the time, most of the people were not considering whether the food in front of you is safe for human consumption or not. So as South Sudanese, number one, we seem to have been focused a lot on safety of what we are importing. but we are producing locally here. So as we are producing locally here, we should not be really putting all our resources, our attention on what we are importing.
Mm.
What we should also be doing here, as we are producing, if you go to Konyokonyo, you will see South Sudan is producing. And what they're producing is also has to meet the standard that we are expecting from other people who are exporting their product to the Republic of South Sudan.
Right.
So with that, it means that is the reason why South Sudan National Bureau of Standards has been there to provide the standards for food and working with different stakeholders to ensure that what is entering into this country and what is being produced in this country is safe for human consumption. And that is where ISTC, International Trade Center, is helping build the capacity of our producers, processors, and transporters to ensure that what they are taking to the market is safe for human consumption. And only that, not only just for consumption, also when you are selling something safe and you go to Konyokonyo or custom, therefore, you should be able to buy, and our producer who is selling the good, meeting the product, meeting the standard, should be able to fetch that money that
you
want. Yes,
and doctor, I just want to jump in just a little bit. You're saying that this is not just a South Sudanese problem; it's a universal problem. Why do you think there's a laxity, there's a reluctance in supervising locally produced produce? Because you're saying that all efforts are being geared into supervising imported products. Why is there that laxity?
I think if you look at the Africa Union Agenda 63, AU 63, and the African Food Safety Strategy, and recently this week we had IGAD Food Safety Strategy being passed, what has been recognized? And it was not only just South Sudan, we are part of the region. And as we speak, even the East Africa community where we are members are still yet to devolve their food safety strategy. So the whole idea was not only South Sudan, that was not really focusing on what they're doing. It appeared previously most of the African countries, and of course South Sudan, if you are really training farmers, that you have to make sure the good that you are going to export to the export market, to Dubai, to Kenya, to Uganda, name them, are going to be meeting the safe, then what are you doing? You are actually preparing for the food safety system of the other country, not your country.
Right.
So what has been recognized now in South Sudan and in all over the African countries is that we have to start home by having all the system, food control systems, strong, and be able to adequately address food safety issues. That is how you would be able to ensure what you are going to export is really meeting the safety standards for your people and for the rest of the world.
Thank you so much there, Doctor. Now, speaking about home systems, Robert, how would you describe the legal framework aimed at ensuring food safety in South Sudan? Do we have it?
Yeah, there are committees. There are food safety committees and in the various, you know, you go to Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Safety Committee. It's actually, you know, for Food Security Committee. They look into that. And what is now missing in this process is the gap. The gap is that, you know, the good agricultural practice, that, you know, to ensure the handling of food, that, you know, this is the key important component in the food safety system that we wanted to ensure to see it, you know, flourishing the whole over South Sudan. That is the GAB, the good agricultural practice. Because once our farmers, our producers, our processors, they know the system, yeah, they know this GAB, the good agricultural practice, then we will have no problem from the farm. If our farmer knows how, when they put the pesticides, when is the harvesting, the post-harvesting, how before that, and how, when is it bringing to the market, sorting it and cleaning it, packaging it, transporting it, you know, the good transportation system established, good storage, now we'll have, you know, the system in place.
Okay.
This is what we have to begin with the farmers.
Right. Thank you so much. Doctor, do we have a legal framework aimed at ensuring food safety?
Number one, we have different legal instruments that are speaking to the food safety in this country. But we still have a legal framework under draft. Number one, the food safety policy. We have drafted a food safety policy with the support of the FAO, Food Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, and I think it is still at the different stages, because it has to go through different steps. That is supposed to be standalone policy on food safety in this country. Apart from that, we have South Sudan National Bureau of Standard Act 2012, National Measures Act 2012, and we have currently now, we also have Consumer Protection Act. All these recently, we also have, with the support of ITC, we have a national quality policy. All these legal instruments are speaking to the food safety. However, the legal framework standalone for food safety is still under development, as we already have a draft with the support of FAO.
Right. Thank you there. Now, Mr. Robert, what are some of the activities that your organization is implementing to ensure food safety?
Yeah, currently what we are doing now, we are focusing on the public awareness. And this public awareness, you know, in the major markets in all of Juba, we are covering all of Juba for 2 days, today and tomorrow. And on Friday, we have a public, you know, public discussion, that is the panel discussion we hold with the intellectual, it will be in the hotel. We have a meeting, a panel discussion with the professors and the expert. So we are inviting many professors, and then there will be a lecture. So all these discussing frameworks and standards, they will be there to discuss. And then from there, we are laying also the foundation for the next activities. We will be working as the next program for us. We will be working with the school children from the primary to the university, training them to become a food champion, food safety champion in the Republic of South Sudan.
Thank you so much. Now, Doctor, because this you are an association that looks at food safety, I would like to bring your attention to the recent development at the Nimule border, where trucks were impounded and they were carrying consumables that are not safe for consumption. What is the latest in that on that development?
I think that question, we're still waiting for the communication from the committee that is concerned, that has been charged to take the responsibility on how to handle that. So with this, I still don't have the latest communication that I can communicate. Thank you.
Right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Are there any success stories that you'd like to share with us about the association? Have you been able to save South Sudanese from consuming unsafe food? Any success stories that you'd like to bring us to speed on? I'll start with you, Robert Matthew.
Definitely, we are just touching the base today. The biggest celebration of the week is kicking off today. So it will be too early to show, the good result. So this way, the good result will be able to show you the good result by the end of Friday after the panel discussion.
Okay, yes.
And you are invited definitely to
Thank
be there.
Thank you so much. Dr. Corwell.
Yeah, the association was just launched on the 11th of May. So they are only...
This year.
Wow. So they are only 1 month old. Mm. And I believe, having them started with this massive campaign is really going to be a great success. And as from the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards, I think it is a great opportunity that we have a body that is going to provide awareness, advocacy, and capacity building to our private sector and to everyone in South Sudan. Remember very well that food safety is the responsibility of all. Arin, you have to do your part in the media here. Tell
That's
people
right.
about what is food safety and everyone from palm to the pork. It is the responsibility of all, not
That's
individual.
Right.
Thank
That's
you.
Right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.